you can see from these materials spread out on this table that I'm trying to prepare a lesson. Does it look familiar? It's today's lesson, a lesson for all of you. Preparing for any class is hard work and it takes time. In that regard, may I encourage you to start thinking about and planning early for any lesson that you are to give. For example, if I were going to teach a class on Sunday, I would read through and begin praying about that lesson the Sunday before. That gives me a full week to pray, to seek inspiration, to think, to read and watch for real life applications that will give vitality to my message. You won't finalize the lesson that early, but you'll be surprised to find how many things come to you during the week, how much God gives you, things that you'll feel to use when you do finalize your preparation. In discussing preparation, may I also encourage you to avoid a temptation that faces almost every teacher in the church. At least it has certainly been my experience. That is the temptation to cover too much material. The temptation to stuff more into the hour or more into the students than they can possibly hold. Remember two things in this regard. First of all, we're teaching people, not subject matter per se. And then, secondly, every lesson outline that I've ever seen will inevitably have more in it than we can possibly cover in the allotted time. So stop worrying about that. It's better to take just a few good ideas and get good discussion and good learning than to be frenzied trying to teach every word in the manual. In these materials lying before me, I already have 3 or 4 times the content that I can possibly say or share with you today in the allotted time period of a classroom hour. So, like you, I've had to choose and select. I'm holding some material over for another day. An unrushed atmosphere is absolutely essential if you are to have the Spirit of the Lord present in your class. Please don't ever forget that. Too many of us rush. We rush right past the Spirit of the Lord, trying to beat the clock in some absolutely unnecessary foot race.